Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Neil, customer service. How may I assist you?
Oh, thank you for calling back. I appreciate it. This is from Exceptional Electronics.
So we are a third party. If you're calling in concerning any charges, I'll be more than happy to look into it.
Okay. All right. I had a charge for $56.95 on October the 16th.
Alrighty, I'll be more than
Did you
happy to
please
look.
check? Yeah. Thank
Yes,
you.
ma'am. No problem. Alrighty. Okay, let's see. And that first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Your first and last name, Mary Stacy, Stacey. Billing address, 3913 Pebblebrook Lane, Bedford, Texas, 76021.
Thank you for that information. Alrighty. So, still loading. Still here. Alrighty, and alrighty. So yes, ma'am. Reviewing the profile, I do understand that was a tactical back. You had one. All you had to do is pay shipping of. Let's see. That was the. Give me one moment. Yes, $7.95 to receive, which it was shipped. I do understand that within the 24 to 48-hour time frame, if the profile was not canceled, then the subscription charge will automatically apply.
Well, I don't understand. What did I get?
It was a $125 gift card that was emailed to you. If you didn't cancel in time, that charge will automatically apply.
I don't know. I didn't order anything from Exceptional Electronics.
It was a tactical bag that was delivered to you for the shipping and handling charge of $7.95. We also do have that tracking number showing that the product was delivered, and this was back in March when you had ordered that product. So yes, ma'am, you had
And
disputed
you're
the
still
trans.
charging me? You're going to keep charging me for that?
Actually, if you did not cancel the profile within the 24 to 48-hour time frame, then the subscription charge will automatically apply, emailing you a value of a $125 gift card. But the profile has been canceled since the dispute has taken place. We do have a cancellation number if you would like it.
Well, why was I charged $56.95?
For the $125 gift card.
I didn't get a gift card.
It was emailed.
Email. I need this taken off of my bill because I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Can you tell that I didn't spend it? I didn't get it.
Yes, ma'am. The profile still had to be canceled. So whether you deleted the email mistakenly or, yes, ma'am, there was some type of mix-up, there were still terms and conditions that were agreed to upon the completion of that initial order. But your dispute has already been taking place, ma'am. We won't be able to reverse any charges due to that dispute.
It's already been reversed.
No, ma'am, it's already been situated. The bank saw that it was a non-fraudulent transaction.
Saw that it was what?
A non-fraudulent
Oh,
transaction.
okay. Oh. Okay, did they stop all of that? Can you take me off of that?
Yes, ma'am. You've been canceled since that dispute has already been made.
And when was the dispute made? What was the date?
The dispute date shows November 22nd.
Okay. All right. But I still have to pay the $56.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Even though the MasterCard called you.
Yes, ma'am. They investigated the transaction.
I did not understand any of that about getting a card and all that. That was very confusing. I don't know why this is being charged to me. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.